This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome to The Cheap Seats. This is the show where we get you front row seats for the best LGBTIQ spoken word events from Melbourne and from around the world. My name's Dean, and it's great to have your company this evening for what will be our final show. I'm also joined by Sam, our producer. Hey, Sam.
Hi, Dean. It's the end of an era. Well, it's the end of 6 months.
End of a grid, And it's the times we've had.
Absolutely.
Look, we're in for a really special night tonight. Tonight, we are travelling to San Francisco for a night of poetry and stories about disco, dance, and love, in tribute to Sylvester, the Queen of Disco. Sylvester, of course, was an early founder of the black cross-dressing and trans women group, the Discotheques. Later, he joined the drag troupe, the Coquettes, and went on to enjoy a successful solo singing career with the disco hit, and now Janthem, or Joy Anthem, You Make Me Feel Mighty Real, which was released in 1978. Can you believe that?
I wasn't even around then. It's that long ago.
It was a while ago. Now, tragically, Sylvester passed away in 1988 at the tender age of 41.
It's very young.
So tonight's event was held at the San Francisco Public Library in late 2013, and is a spoken word tribute to Sylvester on the 25th anniversary of his death. Our host this evening is Oakland poet Marvin K. White, and he is joined by Jamie Cortez, Lorenzo Arenda Lorenzano, I probably mangled that, and Joel Tan, who is better known as Sister Baba Ganesh of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. So for now, for one last time, let's turn our mobile phones to silent, take our seats as we listen to the spoken word tribute to Sylvester with Dean and Sam from The Cheap Seats on Joy 94.9.
In the beginning, God created the dance floor and the DJ booth. Now, the beat was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the breaks. And God said, "Let there be disco." And there was disco music. God saw that this disco music was good, and he separated the house from the disco. God called the East Coast house garage, and the West Coast he called warehouse. And there was evening dance, and there was morning dance, the first day of house. And God said, "Let there be an expanse between the clubs to separate club from club." So God made the expanse and separated the club under the expanse from the club above it, and it was so. God called the expanse deep house. And there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the club under the sky be gathered to one place, and let the dry ground appear," and it was so. God called the dry ground tea dance. And the gathered waters he called sweat, and God saw that this was good. Then God said, "Let the DJ produce groove, seed-bearing groove, and dance on the land that bear fruit with seed in it according to their various kinds," and it was so. The land produced dance, DJs bearing seed according to their kinds, and producers bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kind, and God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the ceiling sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years to come." God made two great lights, the disco ball light to govern the center ceiling sky, and a lesser laser light to govern the DJ booth. He also made the stars. And God said, "Let the sweat and the tears and the tears and the drip from every living creature that dances come forth." And God looked around and said, "It was all good."
I only feel short when I'm around Marvin. Or read after him. "Hello, good evening. My name is Lorenzo R. Lozano. It is an honor to be here, and it is an honor to be with you and to be honoring Sylvester. I was at Esta Noche the first time I heard Sylvester. It was a Sunday after I stopped being stopped studying to be a Pentecostal minister. I went from there to Esta Noche. And although by the time I got to Esta Noche, it was no longer the Esta Noche that other folks rolled through, but it was still a different Esta Noche than the one people rolled through today. And so this is an honor to the girls who took care of me when I was 20 and snuck into Esta Noche, not knowing what I was doing. Raised by drag queens. Mama taught me good manners, never to chew with my mouth open, to speak when spoken to do as she said, not as she did. Mama even told me about the birds and the bees, but never about the birds and the birds or the bees and the bees. She told me to never have sex with a girl until I married one, so I followed her advice and had sex with men instead. But she didn't teach me about that. All I learned about men, I learned from drag queens. After Mama had done her part to raise me, I went on to be raised by the stars to be, or retired stars of the stage of Esta Noche. It was there that I learned that size matters only if he doesn't know what he's doing. I learned that swallowing and spitting were two different things, but not opposed. I learned that life seen through a sequence dress is different, and love and commitment can mean so many things to so many people. I learned that tight jeans didn't make you available, just the center of attention. There I learned that to be brown and take on a white name as a performer was an abomination to the Virgen Maricona. That one should never admit to flirting or being a bottom. And that sometimes the past can be erased nearly as fast as 7 layers of nylons and duct tape.
Magandang gabi, good evening. I'm Joel Tan, and I'm also Sister Baba Ganesh of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. And so let me just say, the connection to Sylvester for me right now is very biographical, because I just reread that beautiful biography by that wonderful sociologist. And it's so clear to me now, reading it the fourth time, why I identify personally so much with it, coming from L.A., coming up here, and being completely dazzled by all of the woo-woo magic. And then eventually, you know, to cut a long story short, finding my way to the sisters in the same way that Sylvester found his way to the Coquettes. And all of the amazing potential of that, and really to kind of bring and honor Jose Munoz in the ways that Sylvester and queerness is really about being in the future. So to that end, I feel like those are just some of the things that tie me to our queer titan. And so to that end, I wanted to share little bits of a manuscript that I put together with Honey Sound System and a local artist, Daniel Leon. And it's a walking meditation. It's a guided tour through the Castro, and it's the Castro Mecca procession. It's downloadable. It's free on the sisters' website, and there's a map. But this is a guided tour that isn't your straight-ahead tour, but more of an impressionistic, poetic guide through the Castro and through time. And the time was 1979, and the music was Sylvester. And it was when our founding members walked out of their apartments on Easter Saturday of 1979 and decided to go out and terrorize the clones wearing nuns' habits. Mecca, Holy Land, Castro, Queerdo. This walk is rebirth. This walk is queer devotion. You are walking, breathing, slowing down time. Let all distractions melt away. Rebirth. When we walk, we are reborn with each new step. No end. No end to the journey. No end, no end. Never. How can the heart and love ever stop opening? If you love me, you won't just die once. In every moment, you will die into me to be reborn into this new love. Die. Your way begins. On the other side, become the sky. Take an axe to the prison wall. Escape. Walk out like someone suddenly born into color. Do it now. Born into color. Born into color. Born the beginning. Reborn to begin again. Dying into light dies the end to die again. Rebirth. Easter. Born into color, born the beginning, born to begin again. How do you die? How do you die again? Why are you reborn? What is your purpose? What does it matter? San Francisco opens her golden gates to queerdos and hookers from every planet to begin again, to die again. Rebirth. Mecca. Holy Land. Castro. Queerdo.
And that was Joel Tan, better known as Sister Baba Ganesh of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. We're at the San Francisco Public Library for a spoken word tribute to Sylvester, the Queen of Disco. We'll be back with more right after these messages.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
You are on The Cheap Seats on Joy 94.9. My name's Dean, and I'm joined this evening for our very final show with Sam.
Hi.
Now, Sam does Pets Aloud, but is also one of the producers for The Cheap Seats.
Hmm.
Now, Sam, what's been one of your favourite shows?
So I have two.
Oh, you have two?
Yeah. Okay. So one is the Ivan Coyote and Ray Spoon show that we did right near the beginning.
Gender Failure.
Yes. And it was just, I think for me, listening to that, you know, I am a straight person, so listening to their experiences and what they had been through, and also just the way they talk about themselves, the pronouns they use and all that type of thing, was just genuinely fascinating. Yes. And really engaging for me to listen to. I actually now want to go out and buy the Ivan's book.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, the book is meant to be really, really good. Now,
in fact, we've got that show podcast on the Cheap Seats page, so joy.org.au/cheapseats.
Which is amazing.
But on that, there is a link through to Ray Spoon and Ivan Coyote's Facebook, yes, to their pages, so you can actually find out a bit more about the artists.
And Ray Spoon's albums as well are available on iTunes. So I've actually downloaded a couple.
What was the second show?
The second one was actually last week's show.
Which was Transgender in Cleveland.
Yes, I found that producing that show and cutting it together to get it ready for broadcast was just, for me, something that was really engaging, knowing, you know, some of the trans community at Joy and just listening to some of their stories. It was just really engaging. Again, it's just really interesting content, and to listen to people's opinions and thoughts on you know, what they were going through.
I think that's been one of the things I've liked most about this show, is that it gives us the opportunity to provide spoken word events from outside of Australia, but also in Australia.
Yes.
But you get to hear voices and perspectives and experiences that are so very different to our own.
Absolutely.
And of course, with Transgender in Cleveland, today obviously being Trans Day of Visibility.
That's right.
Very timely.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So look, tonight though, we are back at the San Francisco Public Library and we are having a tribute to Sylvester.
And it's a lot of fun.
I know. Mighty, Mighty Real.
Oh, it's so good.
You Make Me Feel Mighty Real. And of course, that will be played later in the show.
Stay
tuned. Stick around. But now let's rejoin the conversation. This is Jamie Cortez from the tribute to Sylvester, You Make Me Feel Mighty Real. You're on The Cheap Seats on Joy 94.9.
I'm going to read for you a 10-minute excerpt of a short story. The story is called Fat Cookie. And this is a part of a collection, an ever-growing collection of semi-autobiographical short stories I have about growing up on migrant farm worker camps in San Juan Bautista, down in San Benito County. And this is kind of in the middle of the story, so I'll give you a little bit of context. And a fat cookie is basically she's about 15, and she's a big girl, and she's a bully. And like a lot of bullies, she's also very charismatic. And I and the other children who live in that labor camp are kind of in her thrall. And she terrorizes us, and we keep following her into whatever terror she creates for us. Because bullies are charismatic that way sometimes. And that's the one other piece of information I should say is that she had just had a huge, very physical fight with her mom a couple of days earlier. So this is where we pick up. 2 days later, me, Sylvie, Olga, Lila, and Caesar are hanging out by the canal trying to burn a tire to roast weenies and have a weenie feast when Cookie walks up with a big smile on her face. We haven't seen her since the fight with her mom, but she looks okay. The bruise on her forehead's not too bad. Scratches are no big deal. And she has her hair down. Whoa, Cookie has a lot of hair when it's not in a braid. Most of all, I can't believe how happy Cookie looks. Look what my mom got me, everybody. She's holding out a fancy radio with a handle like a suitcase. Wow, that's nice, I say. It's a Panasonic, says Cookie. Does it work? Asks Caesar. Of course it works, says Cookie. I thought your mom was mad at you, I said. She was. Then her stupid boyfriend Manny and her got into a big fight, and I took her side, and he left in the middle of the fight, and now we made up, and this is my prize. Does it play good music? Asked Lila. Only the best music. Does it play The Hustle? Asked Caesar. Psh, all the time. Every day I can hear The Hustle 5 or 6 times. You guys want to hear it? Everybody says yes. Cookie says, come on then, let's play American Bandstand over by the tractor barn where there's no adults to ruin everything. Bring your weenies. We can cook them with my lighter. It's kind of dark in the tractor barn. I don't like it, says Olga. Come on, says Fat Cookie. I'll grab my big flashlight and we can use it for a spotlight, eh? Wow, Fat Cookie's really nice today. Cookie runs over to her house and comes back with her big boxy camping flashlight. Everybody's all excited and we march out towards the barn and we make a list of top 10 songs to hear on the radio. The Hustle, of course, and Kung Fu Fighting, Seasons in the Sun, Tell Me Something Good, Smoking in the Boys' Room. And then we get into a fight about I Honestly Love You. The girls like it, but me and Caesar and Cookie hate it. At the barn, Cookie grabs a hoe and uses the handle like a giant pencil, drawing big boxes in the dust. What are you doing, Cookie? Says Sylvie. I'm getting ready for you guys to play American Bandstand. How does it work? I asked. Everybody has to dance, but you have to stay in your box. I'll be the judge and pick the best dancer. The most best dancer will get a special grand prize, okay? Everybody nods their heads, and Cookie explains the next steps. Now get in your boxes, and I'll turn on the music. Only the best dancers will have a chance, so you better shake it till you break it. Cookie turns on the radio. It's some dude talking. Boo. She changes the channel. We hear cumbias. Boo. Country music. Double boo. Finally, we get to Big Daddy Mario V on K-Top. He's doing top 40. Cookie turns the volume all the way up. It's loud. This radio is boss, man. The first song we hear from Big Daddy is The Locomotion. Everybody likes it. Dance, you kids, screams Fat Cookie. Everybody looks at everyone else, but no one does nothing. I said, dance, retards, dance! Then we start to giggle. Fat Cookie walks up behind Caesar and smacks him on the head. It's a really good slap. You can hear how much it hurt. Don't, says Caesar. Well, then dance, retard. All of you, dance! And everybody starts dancing The Locomotion. Lila's still clowning around, and Cookie kicks her in the ankle. Lila kneels to the ground, crying and rubbing her ankle. Ouch, she says. This is not a game, says Cookie, bending down so her face is right above Lila's. This is American Bandstand, so you better stay in your box and you better dance good. So everybody starts dancing, but maybe not so good. Olga's the best. fat cook keeps watching her and she says, "Pretty good, pretty good, pretty good," whenever she does a fancy step. Then Cookie shines the flashlight on Olga. She clicks it on and off and everybody starts hooting and shouting. And when the song's over, everybody claps. Cookie says, "Round one winner is Olga. Olga is the world lightweight champ." Olga turns around and shakes her skinny hips at us. Big Daddy Mario V starts talking about the next song. He says it's going up the charts like a rocket. As soon as it starts, everybody cheers. It's Kung Fu Fighting, the number one greatest favorite of all the kids in the camp. Everybody starts Kung Fu Fighting, jumping and punching and kicking and going wah when the song goes wah. And the competition is strong now because this is the best song. My face is red and I'm sweating so hard it's getting in my eyes and hurting me. I just wipe it away and I keep on dancing. Cookie shines the light on me. I feel like I look good. I feel like I have the five fingers of death and the dragon kick too. Fat Cookie is cheering and laughing. Everybody's relieved that Cookie's happy and not hitting anybody. "Pretty good, everybody," says Cookie. "Lila, stop copying everybody. Make up your own damn steps or I'll kick you again. This is champion dancing, everybody." Now we're dancing harder than ever, and Cookie's really exciting. She says, "This is better than American Bandstand. This is Mexican American Bandstand." Everybody goes, "Woo! All right! And right on, sister!" And we clap real loud, and Caesar's dancing super hard now. His bony elbows and arms are kung-fuing all over the place. He punches and he kicks, and the flashlight beam follows his face. He pushes out his lips and looks out the side of his eyes like Bruce Lee. Then he pretends to dance with nunchucks, and it's almost like you can see the nunchucks from the way he's moving. The song finishes up, and we're all breathing through our mouths like we just ran a race. "This is a very hard decision," says Cookie. "There are many, many champion dancers here at Mexican American Bandstand. But the winner is Caesar." Caesar pumps his arms in the air. He does a fancy double kick and takes a bow, and everybody cheers for him. "Now, it's time for the grand prize," says Cookie. She sticks her hand into her pocket and she pulls out a teeny tiny purse. She unzips it and sticks her fingers in. She pulls out a 50 cents coin. 50 cents? Wow, says Sylvie. "That's right," says Cookie. "This is for the big prize. Now let's see what's next on the new radio." Big Daddy puts on "Rock Your Baby." I love this song. This is a great song. Our dancing is great. Cookie is happy. Everyone's happy. That's what I think. But as soon as we start dancing, Cookie starts to complain again. "No! Listen to the song, stupids! You have to dance with soul! Put some soul into it!" I look over at Caesar and Olga, and we just shrug our shoulders and keep dancing. I don't know how to put some soul in it. What does that even mean? I look around, and to be honest, I don't think nobody knows how to do that. Cookie looks at us, shaking her head like she can't believe what she's seeing. She puts her fingers on her forehead like we're giving her a headache. Then Cookie puts the flashlight on the floor, steps into the square, and starts to dance. At first, she looks kind of goofy, just standing there like a tree, hardly moving at all. I guess she's listening. And then something changes, and Cookie lifts up her round face towards the ceiling, and it's like the song is taking over, making her lighter, like an astronaut on the moon. Her big hips and shoulders are moving, and her tiny hands are drawing butterflies in the air. Everybody stops dancing and just stares. She sees us staring, and she don't care. She keeps on dancing. And her hair looks so pretty, the way it's moving and whipping across her face. This is boss, man. Sometimes Cookie looks like she's dancing with an invisible dude, singing him the song, looking at him like she's in love. And then she looks kind of sad and kind of happy at the same time. Other times, the invisible dude disappears. She's just dancing for herself. She doesn't look at her feet. She just moves. It's just her and the music. At the end of the song, Cookie's bent over and her hair is hanging in front of her face like a black curtain. Her arms are open like two bent wings.
She is breathing hard, and her back goes up and down every time she breathes. The song finishes, and she just stays there, and no one says nothing. Cookie stands up and pushes her hair back. Everyone's cheering for her, and her cheeks get red. "So who won the 50 cents?" says Caesar. "I did," says Cookie. "I danced better than anybody. I won. I'll see you kids later. I got a big life to live." Cookie grabs her radio and walks towards the houses, moving her hips to the music. "She thinks she's so big," says Sylvie. "She thinks she is better, but she's not," says Caesar. "I'm surprised she didn't eat our weenies," I say. Everybody laughs. "She's not so big," says Olga. "She's just mean and ugly and fat. But she sure can't dance." And we all start to laugh because it's true. Thank you.
And that was Jamie Court speaking at the Sylvester Marty Reel spoken word tribute that happened at the San Francisco Public Library back in 2013 to mark the 25th anniversary of Sylvester's passing. Mm. That was good fun.
It is a lot of fun, isn't it?
But you know what's more fun?
Mm-hmm.
Kung Fu Fighting.
Ah, it's a classic.
I've got a treat. We're not doing the bus stop version from 1998. We're going back to the original.
That is, and the best, the in my opinion, even though I'm younger.
Carl Douglas with Kung Fu Fighting on the cheap seats right after these messages. Stick around.
Joy 94.9.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning.
Great shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Joy 94.9. My name's Dean and I'm joined this evening with Sam.
Hi.
And we're doing the cheap seats for one last time. It's a bit sad.
It is sad. It's bittersweet.
Bittersweet. Yes. We've had a good run.
We've had a lot of fun and together as well. So thank you for, you know, presenting the show every week as
well. Thank you, Sam. Thank you for editing. Now, Sam, we've had a message in.
We have a big thank you to Justin who messaged us earlier this evening, thanking us basically for the show and saying he's going to miss it. So thank you so much, Justin. It's lovely to receive your message. So, yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
Now, Dean, I've spoken about my favourite shows from the last few months that we've brought you guys cheap seats. What are yours?
One of my favourites was a poetry one that we did.
Oh, yeah.
When we featured the poetry of Sam Sachs.
Yes.
And Joy Young. Both two LGBTIQ performance artists from America. Mm. I just was really struck by their poetry. I loved it. I thought it was a really, really nice show. And as we said earlier, it's nice to bring poetry to the airways. Yes. And also poetry's with a queer bent.
Mm.
It's quite different, I guess.
And I think that's one of the great things about the show. And it's not us tooting our own horn. It's more, for me, reflective learning from what we've done over the last 6 months.
Yeah.
I don't think, for me, and I don't know if you're the same, but realising the amount of content out there and how diverse that content is out there of different mediums, different platforms of how people have expressed themselves and what they're going through or in the case of tonight, you know, experiences celebrating people, that type of thing. It's been really interesting kind of bringing that to
absolutely
the show.
And also we've featured a couple of panel discussions from YouTube video creators and just the way that medium is using is being used by young people to communicate sexual diversity and representation.
You look at Tyler Oakley is the one that sticks out in my head. There is If someone knows this, please text it in. There's actually another young girl. She's been on Fine Brothers React. She's been on a lot of YouTube. She has her own YouTube channel. She's
Hannah,
a feminist.
Uh-huh.
I'll Google the name anyway during the next 6 minutes. But, you know, she was a big push for feminism and also just the LGBTI community herself. I've got to find it. It's going to drive me nuts.
Of course. Now, tonight we are, presenting a spoken word tribute to Sylvester, the Queen of Disco. This is the 25th anniversary of his passing, and we are at the San Francisco Public Library. In this next piece, we hear from Jamie Cortez. You're on the cheap seats on Joy 94.9.
This is called the Quinceañera Rapture. At first we laugh, Paquito sweating, lips puckered as to kiss, eyebrows furrowed at the center, a study in boyish focus, stomping, sliding, spinning, precociously coordinated. He looks like a mini gallant, troubling the hardwood of the tiny Elks Lodge dance floor. Bow tie unraveled, cummerbund off kilter, hair flattened blue-black wet on his rounded forehead, eyes burning with his own salt. Damn. I thought Paquito just sat in corners, orchestrating epic cross-genre action figure brawls, Chewbacca body-slamming Batman, Barbie filleting the living shell off a Ninja Turtle's back with a Power Ranger's sword. But this? All the eyes are on him now. Even the surly Chambelanes stare. Paquito notes the unwanted attention, retreats to the rustling taffeta forests of Damas, faces the wall, and continues his communion. The DJ watches, smiles, gives thanks for his muse, searches the crate and finds the right disc, drops it on the two, fades out the funk, and slides into something smoother, something iridescent. A voice slaloms through the song. Now man, now woman, now him, now orgasm. Paquito goes liquid, mounted by the music now. Baby boy brow furrowed, mouth slack, brain checked out. DJ on a contact high, fathoms deep in a groove. Song follows song, sure as breath. DJ's tears pass for sweat. Child is a marvel. Finds spaces between the beats and slides in. Dancing, sometimes double time, sometimes half time. Stubby fingers flared like a Sevillana fan. The boy finds his hips and his rump, and he unfolds in the strobes. 12 o'clock now. Party's over. Paquito's ruffles wilt from the wet. The DJ packs his gear, collects his check, a great V of sweat down his back. The boy's too hot to come down yet. He shuffles in his corner, echoes ricochet between his ears. Papi takes the boy in his furred arms, gazes at the small, beloved, but suddenly unfamiliar face. He hoists the boy into the car seat. Just 2 miles down the highway, the boy is out, loose as a fresh corpse. Heart beating out a dreamtime beat, body exhaling music like steam.
So this poem is for someone who recently passed, and I knew him mostly from a dance floor, and you know, if you know me, you know, I have a whole cosmology built around the dance floor with the DJ as preacher and the regulars as attendants who, you know, help usher in the spirit and the blessing of the space with the baby powder. I believe in it. And this is for someone who recently passed. Was unsettled by the long, awkward hug that the song gave him when he walked onto the dance floor. Has danced between here and there and nowhere and somewhere before, but not since he heard that the boy had passed. Somehow knows what to do when the song come and you need to hold it up. House music means we are not so pulled up as not to be able to break down. House music means that one day everything will weep and you gotta stay ready because one day song will greet you not with baby powder but with tissue. Those who enter will become those who are waiting to go in. Song usually like to throw us about like bingo balls in a caller's cage. But not this night. His night. He swayed in one old low wave. Something was up. Knew this was for the one who left this world's twirl. Knew too, knew to be a seance. Knew who was a ghost and who wasn't. Knew we don't say, I'm sorry for your loss. Here we say, get your life, or if you go in, I will hold your skirt down. House music is second line, and I'll fly away. House music, Paul bears, ushers, eulogizes, enters, and commits back to the earth. House music means we are our own quiet hour and our bodies a repast. Two. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Club Taboo, I ask that you please direct your attention to the DJ booth above as we review the dance floor etiquette. There are 6 speakers in this room. Take a minute to locate the speaker closest to you. Note that the nearest speaker may be behind you. Count the number of people dancing between you and this speaker. Should the dance floor suddenly experience pressure loss, stay calm and listen for instructions from the DJ. House music will always drop down from above whenever you need air. Place the beats over your mouth and nose. Pull the straps of house music to tighten it. If you do not know where the house music straps are located, raise your hands. If you're dancing with the children, make sure that the house music is on you before attempting to help the children. In the unlikely event of some drunk girl bumping into the DJ's turntables and the music stops, do not evacuate. Carry on with your carry-on. In the unlikely event of a record skipping, house music has life rafts located under your seat and feet. Strobe and spotlights will lead you to your closest groove. While we wait for takeoff, please take a moment to tarry. Sometimes, death is like a stretch mark on your ass. You gotta really be looking over your shoulder hard in the mirror and twisting your waist to see it. Six. Been released from many a prison. Got many a promotion, won many a bet, stacked much paper. Lived to tell the tale, escaped within an inch of my life. Brass ring caught on the last go-round. Secret kept, money stay hidden, just fair enough for the bus. Snake eyes look away, punch swung, hit nothing but air. Last round of drinks bought by somebody else. Fish biting instead of fighting. Royal flush come right on time, yell bingo before anybody else. Man with a job say I'm just right. Man with a $100 bill say he just might. Rain stay away from my new suit. Lawsuit drop, spare key still under the mat. Enough salt and pepper for this fried piece of chicken wrapped in the tin foil and the oven waiting in a can of Pabst Blue Ribbon hidden behind the gone bad milk. The lights stay green. Parking meter already full of quarters. Mr. Charlie looked the other way. Empty tank still got room. Empty tank still. Bleeding heart and a good preacher. Mean dog don't smell no fear. Poker face make gunman think twice. She take your nine in her eight item line. Bullet tell you a secret. DJ keep playing the song you paid all this money to hear him spin. Everybody but your family see you dancing with your arms around some boy. We are not math men. House music means if you dance, you are never happy counting your blessings.
And that was Marvin K. White speaking at the Sylvester Mighty Reel tribute in San Francisco Public Library. You're on the cheap seats. We'll be back with more after this, but we've also, stick around, we've got Diana Ross with Love Hangover coming up too.
Ooh.
It's very disco tonight.
It is
very disco for our final
disco
show. You're on the cheap seats on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
You are listening to The Cheap Seats on Joy 94.9. My name's Dean, and I'm joined this evening for our very last show by Sam.
Hi, everyone.
Now, Sam, of course, you were one of the producers of The Cheap Seats over the last 6 months.
Yes.
And what other shows do you do?
I do Pets Aloud.
Ah, that's where I know your voice from. Now, Pets Aloud, is that moving?
It is. We are moving to Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m.
So up to now you've been on Friday afternoons, and now you're going to
go
to Saturdays. Great.
That's right. I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be good. And lots of awesome, awesome content to bring people as well. So looking forward to doing that.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Should be good.
Oh, now, did you find the name of the YouTube vlogger that you... That we've featured on the show in the past.
We have, and I totally forgot that we'd done it. It was Ingrid Nielsen, who, she actually got invited into the White House to talk about feminism and also into the UN for International Women's Day this year.
And we featured her in our sexual orientation on YouTube, which is on one of the podcasts, which you can find on our Joy website.
Which we're looking at right now.
Absolutely. Now... let's return to the Sylvester tribute for this last piece. Now, this is Marvin K. White and Lorenzo Arezzo. I can't say the name. It's a gorgeous Latino name. Let's call him Lorenzo. That's his first name.
His voice is lovely.
It is lovely. Now, this piece I particularly enjoy. It's a lovely I think you call it a love poem almost.
It is. It's yeah. quite lovely.
So let's return to the cheap seats for one last time on Joy 94.9.
You inspire me to stop lights and hot combs and railroad brakes. I think you might just be the first brown boy in my American League. You're my invention, and I'm putting a patent on this thing we are doing. I am copywriting these words my tongue pushes into your ear.
You make me want to tattoo another teardrop below my left eye, redo my eyebrows with a Sharpie, and see how high my bangs can go. You are the first wave of braceros planting seeds across my back. Yours are the brown raindrops coating this land, washing away the toxic ashes of other loves. My love, turn my land, make it ours again.
I want to make some black history with you. I want to be your Harriet Tubman and let you ride my underground railroad to freedom. I want you to pass out in my arms exhausted. I want you to lose your scent in my rivers. I want you to come and wait inside my safe house till slave catchers lose all track of you. I want to make some black history with you. Be the first man to reach your North Pole. I want to find a million and one things to do with a peanut black bin. I want to make you proud to be Negro.
I want to make some Chicano history with you. Be your Miguel Hidalgo and scream independence down your throat. Let you swim across my river defiant. I want you to reclaim your name in my lips. I want to be your asylum. Want you to stomp on these borders till Minutemen remember they don't belong. I want to make some Chicano history with you. Be the first man to call you his Aslan. I want to create new words to describe you. Roll my tongue 3 times to invoke you. Show you how my H is silent and my R's are heavy.
I want to make some black history with you. Sing songs about overcoming you, and I shall. I want to lead our movement back to my Africa, where we bow down to trees and skies. Oh, God, I want you to sit between my knees while I find a chemical that sizzles the genetic code out of our kinks and have a million-dollar Madam CJ kind of idea just by looking into your head.
I want to make some Chicano history with you. Rewrite that cumbia admiring the beauty of your ass porque es lindo tu cucu. Want to carry you back to my homeland, back to mi tierra, show you how I learned what I know with the stem of an onion. Want to dance like the devil of our desert plains, make you thirsty just by watching, quenched by the salt of my tongue. Carry you back to Texas over my shoulder, be that Bibi Lagarde from the stones of my past. Come to haunt me one more time.
I want to make some black history with you. I want you to beg for mercy Thurgood style in my Supreme Court. I want to write and rewrite and overturn legislation for you. I want to be your black antiquity and watch Saharan sun soak into your back.
I want to make some Chicano history with you. Write your manifesto, be the Joaquin of my movimiento, have family outings at the nearest rest stop. Remind me how we're more black and Indio than white and Spanish. Denounce that Hispanic bullshit.
As you make my ground pregnant.
I want to birth more mestizos with you.
I want to bring forth a yam for you.
Cook nopales and chacales for you.
Something sweet.
Something moist.
Something red.
Something rough.
See, I want to make some black history with
you. See, I want to make some Chicano history
with you. I want to run to Texas.
Want to run through public classrooms.
Every Juneteenth.
Every Cinco de Mayo.
And remind you that you're free.
And remind folks it's not independence.
I want to sit down and be Rosa Parks for you.
I want to be your Chavez.
I want to be the seat for you.
Make this world safe for you.
And you can ride the front of my bus.
You be the Guadalupe who guides and carries me.
I want you to take a hammer in your hand.
Once I've been beaten once again.
And be the tunnel through my mountain.
Be the gentle croon that makes my hips sway.
I want to take you back in time.
Before reggaeton y rock en español.
Before hip hop.
When pretty men galloped away into the sunset.
Before rhyme.
I want to gallop my way into you.
Like Busta.
Una vez.
I musta.
Otra vez.
Got off course.
Porque ves.
But I'm hung like a.
Esta vez.
Listen.
I just
want to make some black history with you.
Want to make some Chicano history.
With you. I want you to come back into my village.
Want you to cruise back into my barrio.
Proud and pierced and scarred.
My name sketched around your neck.
I want everything you went out and gathered and brought home.
Airbrush on the hood of your car below Selena or Zapata.
I want to make something out of it.
I want you to put everything in my pot and let me make you your first gumbo. I want you to lick me from your fingers and I will make something that will stick to our ribs, like legacy, like family, like a brown mama making little brown babies for you. I want to verse you in some things I think you should know. Makeba, Ropes, and Du Bois. I want you to make some noise like that choir up in Harlem with all them cute little boys. I want to be the worst part of you. I want to come visit you in jail, hock my gold chain for bail.
I want to sit in the middle seat of your troca. Like my mama making sure girls knew who was that ruca. Want to give ojo to any cabron who dares eye you. Flash the razor blade to hide in my chongo. Because you are my man. And all those ways I've been taught are unhealthy. Tell you I'd die without you. I'd cut anyone trying to get close to you. Or if my politics overcame me, I'd at least throw some Catholic guilt into you. The kind even Jesus can't remove. The kind that made daddy buy mom more Jafra Pele's shoes and home interior. I want my home to be your interior. I want to be the corn in your maseca. Glide between your fingers, stick underneath your nails. Want you to come home every Thanksgiving and eat your mama's stuffing.
Oh, hell.
Si, papi.
Let me be your prison rape.
Build me a house on Mango
your
Street.
Your failed escape.
Where people look like you and me.
The bullet aimed at your neck's nape.
Where no one answers their doors.
I want to be your mama in the kitchen burning rice.
Where no one knocks before entering.
And you can be my daddy on the corner shooting dice.
Where having a papa and a daddy makes no one blink.
See, I just want to make some black history with you.
See, I just want to make Chicano history with you.
Be the Atlantic in your middle passage.
Be the warrant that finally gets you.
And swallow you.
And free you.
Before they slay or slave you. I want to be the America built on the back of you. Be brothers in the Castro who still won't talk to you. I want to be your invention. I want to patent this thing we do. I want to copyright these words my tongue pushes into your ear.
I'll expunge your three strikes like that fancy lawyer did for Uncle Tony. We will stand beside the founding mothers of this country, our country, not the red, white, and blue, nor the green, white, and red, for both have denied us. This land, our land, is an ancient land. I will learn to run through canyons like my ancestors, carrying chile pasado and my love.
I want the world to know.
And I shall feed you.
I was here with you.
And I shall continue.
Making some black history.
Making Chicano history
with you.
And that was our final piece on the Cheap Seats on Joy 94.9. We'll be back to say goodbye and to play Mighty Real after this break.
Joy 94.9.
And that brings us to the end of the Cheap Seats. Final end.
That's it.
So it's goodbye from Dean.
And Sam.
Stick around, because coming up next is Ad Lib to Fade with Roller Skating. It's been our pleasure to bring you the Cheap Seats for the last 6 months. We are sticking around, Joy. I'll still be on the woods.
And I'll still be on Petzl Lab.
But thank you for listening, and good night.
Good night.
Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.